afternoon, ladies.
Hi, thanks for
Hey, how are
asking.
you? Thank you guys for joining us. Coach, I'll start with you. First season at Monmouth. What really attracted you to the position?
So I'm from Jersey originally, so I've always known about Monmouth and heard great things. And then when I came on my interview and saw what they had going on here, it felt like a no-brainer. Our athletic director and our president have an awesome mission, and just kind of talking to the coaches here and seeing the way that that's been executed was really appealing to me. And the beach is a mile away, so that didn't hurt at all either. So it really felt like a no-brainer, and it's a great conference as well, so.
Talk about how practice has gone to this point and how players are adjusting to you and your coaching staff.
Yeah, so we had to bring in six new players. So our team definitely spent the summer just trying to build some cohesion and build some chemistry, but that didn't take long. They act like they've known each other for years, and they've really clicked quickly, and so that's been really fun to be a part of. And they've made it easy. They really have. They work super hard. They're so coachable and responsive. And, again, it feels for me like I've been their coach forever too. And so it's been really awesome the way everybody has come together and connected in a short time.
Bell, how about for you? How have you and your teammates made the adjustment with the new staff?
Yeah, no, so far it's been really great. I think that Coach Kate brought in a lot of similar standards that the previous returners have seen, but also with having experienced people come in as well, I think they've already seen things like this. So it was an easy transition, with Coach Kate and her staff. It's been an amazing couple of weeks in official practice and through the whole summer as well.
Now you've been at the program for 4 years. You've been all defense for a couple of years. As you head into your final season, what has been your focus in the off season to have an even better year?
Yeah, so I have been really focusing on being a bigger part of this team, whether it's being getting more touches in the paint and producing more paint points in the paint and extending my range as well. That's something that in the past I was not able to do as well. So Coach Kate and her staff have been working diligently and just every day with me on doing those things. Also, just becoming more of a leader and just guiding my team throughout this, because I think that's something I would like to work on this season as well. And obviously, my defensive game. I still have a lot of areas that I need to improve, so I'm working in that as well.
Coach, talk to us about the style of play that you would like to bring to the team.
Yeah, we want to play fast. And so we've recruited players, and obviously some of the returners, that's been our emphasis all summer, and they've really responded. They want to play that way. They play well when they play that way. And so that's been a huge piece of what we're trying to do. And also just empowering everybody to play on another level. There are players that are more versatile than perhaps like they've been able to execute in the past. And so just trying to empower them to expand their game and see how that fits into our system and find ways for that to fit into our system as, someone like Belle increases her offensive skill set and puts more things in her bag, right? We want to empower them to utilize those things in the offense. So a lot of it is just playing with great pace, transition game, and then trying to stretch out our offense a little bit.
Sometimes when coaching changes are made, it's because a program needs a rebuild. You're taking over a program that won a championship a couple of years ago and won 22 games last season. How much does coming into a program with that sort of winning mentality help your process as you're trying to build your program?
Yeah, I think it's great that we've got returners that have seen what winning looks like. That's important. It's important to be part of winning to understand what it takes to get there. And so that's great. And Belle and some of her teammates that have been here, they know what a winning standard looks like. Of course, standards from coach to coach can look a little bit different, right? We're all different coaches, different styles, different cultures. But having experience on your team that knows what winning looks like is always very, very helpful. And some of the players I've brought in, they've had similar experiences and they know what winning looks like, and that definitely makes my job a little bit easier.
First question this afternoon from Steve Ellison. Good afternoon, Steve.
Hey, Rob. Hi, Kate. Nice to talk to you again.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just curious, what this whole experience has been like in terms of basically so many new pieces to this team and obviously all new pieces to you, and trying to get that to kind of come together in the 6 weeks or so before the start of the season. How is that process going?
To be honest, it is going really, really well. I know sometimes it can be difficult, right? Transitions are hard. You've got people from all these different teams coming together, but I felt like when I was recruiting out of the portal that I really wanted to bring in good humans. They needed to be hoopers. I needed hoopers on the team for sure, but I felt like it was really important that I get good people that were going to come in and help our culture. The players that were here already, they had, I think, a great foundation of culture as well, and what that means to be a good teammate. And so I think bringing those two types of people together is smooth. You've got people that understand that being a good teammate is part of winning, and buying into the culture is important and integral, right, to success. And so I think we were really intentional about the players we brought in, kind of having some of those same beliefs in terms of culture and the importance of that. And so that has made for a smooth transition. And to be honest, I feel very lucky. We have good people. They're good kids, and they've been awesome to coach. They get along really, really well. Some of the X's and O's chemistry, I think, will continue to come, as we work in our certain rotations. Obviously, when you have half of the team being new, you have to figure out who plays well together. And so, that's what the preseason is for. And so we're going to iron out some of those things in the next couple of weeks.
Hey, Bell, similar question for you. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. You obviously have so many new teammates this year. But again, you've had a kind of a rotation of teammates the last few years. What has that been like, and how do you see the team chemistry right now?
Coach Kate really summed it up, but it's been a really smooth transition. Like she said, she brought in good humans, and with so much experience between who's already here and experienced players coming in, I just think it made for an easy transition. Everyone knows what the standard is, and Coach Kate really laid down what she wanted. And I think that together we talked about that and we understood the mission, and we're just working to that goal together.
Kate, I'm just curious how you guys are physically now that kind of the season is around the corner and you've been at it for a month or so.
We have a couple people with some bumps and bruises, but everybody's working through some things, and we've got a lot of people healthy and ready to go, and they've been working hard for months, and they look really good and bigger, faster, stronger, hopefully.
What do you think that first game is going to be like for you? Have you thought about that when you guys kind of come out on the court and
I'm really excited. I love this team. I really do. I love these kids. I love this team. I feel really excited to be on this journey with them, truly. I feel really centered and just like I'm in this with them. We're in the trenches together. I'm excited to live that and feel that, in my first official game. But I just feel really grateful that I'm doing this for the first time with the group that I have.
terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll wrap up with both of you with similar questions. I'll start with you, Bell. You've been a part of a lot of wins during your time at Monmouth. What are sort of your goals and expectations as we enter this season?
I just think that not having like one big thing, like focusing on being first in the league, I just don't think that that's realistic to have. I think it's about taking every day as it comes and learning from what happens, whether it's a win or a loss. So I would just say like taking it day by day and getting better within that and just being good and being great and holding the standards of Coach Kate.
How about for you, Coach? What would be a successful year one?
The goal is obviously to win a lot of games, and I think that we have a talented group. As Bell said, we do try to focus more on the process than the outcome. I believe the success will come if we take care of the everyday and try to make sure we're not making the same mistakes we made yesterday, being just a little bit better, right? If we take care of the process, then the product will be a win at the end of the day. And so that's really been our focal point. And they've been great at that, just kind of focusing on the here and now, giving the best that we have, getting better in that moment, that day, that drill, that game, hopefully. And I think if you stack days like that, then we should be in a good spot come the end of the season.
All right, good to learn more, Belle. Thanks so much for doing this with us this afternoon, and good luck as the season goes along.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.